A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August 11, 2023. And I am your host tonight, Evans Zininga. And tonight we are discussing the upcoming general elections with just 12 days to go to the polls. You know, this is the second presidential election since Robert Mugabe's nearly four decades in power ended in 2017. Zimbabwe has invited international observers to monitor the elections. Political parties, especially the major ones, ZANU-PF and Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, are jostling for votes as their campaign trails are in full swing. The battle throttle with an almost certain note that the battle lines have been drawn. It's a ZANU-PF and CCC election. CCC leader Nelson Chamisa has unveiled 20 ambitious actions that he says his government will be running on, as well as the Christian values embedded in it, while his counterpart ZANU-PF Emmerson Mnangagwa said, if people do not vote for his party and him for president, they would not go to heaven. Oh my goodness. A mouthful there from the president of Zimbabwe. But before we delve much into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening elsewhere in the world. After ruling for 38 years, Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen is transferring power to his son Hun Manet. The heir will be confirmed by the National Assembly on August 22. He is inheriting a changing nation, and VOA's Chitra Chap gives us this report.
3 days after what many call a sham election, Asia's longest-serving leader, Hun Sen, announced he will let his son, Hun Manet, take the Cambodia Prime Minister's seat in August. The 70-year-old leader has ruled Cambodia with a tight grip for 38 years. Before the July 23rd election, he banned the main opposition Candlelight Party, saying it misfiled paperwork. His ruling Cambodian People's Party won with a margin of 78% against 17 small parties.
With the absence of a party that has a lot of support in the country, the election was not a legitimate process. It was neither democratic nor constitutional.
With China as his closest ally, Hun Sen has said losing Western trade and tax benefits doesn't worry him. What concerns him now, analysts say, is the smooth transfer of power to his son.
Queuing up this transition while Hun Sen still has some energy and the ability to shape politics behind the scenes was important for him.
Strangio said Hun Sen's legacy is the longest spell of peace and growth in Cambodia histories of upheaval, discord, revolution, and civil war. This has come with a cost of a wide gap between the powerful rich who operate with impunity and the ordinary Cambodians who lack access to justice and public accountability. Cambodia enjoyed an average annual growth of 7% between 1998 and 2022, according to the World Bank. The nation's population of 16.7 million people is young. More than 70% are under 30 years old, according to Oxfam. This younger population, who were not directly affected by the wars, has been a challenge for Hun Sen. In the 2013 election, they supported the now-dissolved opposition, Cambodian National Rescue Party. Strangio said the future prime minister and the CPP won't be able to rely on the so-called thank you peace strategy to claim legitimacy.
The party's going to find itself facing another an upsurge of opposition, whether or not that opposition can find its voice through a competitive election.
But 45-year-old Hun Manet, a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point with a PhD in economics, is one of a new generation of CPP leaders.
Young leaders selected from the CPP share the party's spirit of loving the country and the people. They are equipped with qualified education and experience fitted for the modern age.
And while critics see Hun Manet's advancement as evidence of the family's grip on power. Many young Cambodians appear excited by the coming change.
There is a high chance of betterment in the new generation leader who is familiar with modern facilities.
Chatra Chap, VOA News, Washington.
And moving on, today the opposition CCC held a rallies in Wange and Victoria Falls that were addressed by its leader Nelson Chamisa. Let's take a look.
We are only going to have 15 ministries, lean and mean cabinet. And our winter minister can also get delivered. Our winter minister of finance can pass in Marimunika. A minister must provide and deliver. Those are the people who are
CCC leader there, Nelson Chamisa, speaking at a rally in Matabeleland North. The ruling party, ZANU-PF, also had its rally in Wange Rural, where the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, addressed the supporters.
Now, in Parliament, the Indian territory, Yonke, Econapa, Israel.
And that was Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda speaking at a rally in Wange today. And on that note, let's take a quick break. Please do not go away. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. we connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And welcome back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight, we are discussing preparations for general elections to be held on August 23. And to discuss this issue, we are joined first by ZANU-PF's information officer, Chakudzwa Gambiza. And also we have Triple C's Latawanda Dzokora, based here in the U.S. And we also have MDC's Lloyd Damba, the presidential spokesperson for MDC. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ivanza. Thank you, Muria Zimbabwe.
Right, varume nyayari pano mazuva asara mashoma taswedera kuma elections tiri kunzwa zvakawanda kuma campaign kuri kutaurwa zvakawanda uko ndiri kuda kuti regai titange nava Gambiza. We recently heard the president saying people who vote for ZANU-PF and him to be president will go to heaven. Makazvizwawo here izvo?
Blasphemy.
Is this appropriate to say, comrade?
It's appropriate when we are talking in political terms. When the president talks of going to heaven for voting in 2021, it meant to excite people. But what is he saying? ZANU-PF is a party. Yagatari Gwantenda. Because ZANU-PF, we have to say, but there's no doubt about it. And ZANU-PF is the party that has been chosen by the heavens to lead this country to prosperity. Because it represents the interest of the people. The party that the people at heart. And it's a party that even what the only it has that historical background of being the liberated party that liberated this country. Was MPF emanated from the unification of the two forces that were there during the liberation struggle, which was MPF, ZAPU, and ZANU, which then formed ZANU-PF in 1987. So these are the two political forces that liberated the country. So when the president speaks of whoever votes for ZANU-PF will go to heaven, it is quite certain and it is the truth.
All right. Regai ndikubate pamuromo. Va Gambiza muchigadzirira kuenda kudenga. Vadzokora ndoziya muri kuvaviwa kuda kupindura va Gambiza. What's your take to what Mr. Gambiza is saying?
I don't have any take because he's not saying anything. This is madness. It's blasphemy. You know, we know that people go to heaven because of God. People go to heaven because of their acts, because of what they do, what they are doing on earth here. What Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing and ZANU-PF are saying is that God is equal to ZANU-PF. And there is nothing like that, you know. So, nungu chandongo taurira vana ve Zimbabwe, beche kuti gatiregedzei kuteerera zvisina maturo. Gati tererei President Chamisa vari kutaura nezve Zimbabwe itsva, Zimbabwe for everyone. Zimbabwe that will provide mining opportunities for everyone. A Zimbabwe that will provide agricultural opportunities for everyone. A Zimbabwe that is going to provide jobs for everyone. A Zimbabwe that will provide education and health for everyone.
Right.
That is what is worth listening to.
Vadzokora, thank you so much for responding. I know kuti vatamba vakamirira ndichauya kwamuri manje vatamba nekuti ndine umwe mvunzo pano andoda kukandirawo vadzokora. We also had the CCC president vachamisa vachiti when he is elected he will run the government on Christian values. Now my question in regards to that is, what happens to the diversity and inclusivity that he has been talking about? Timbodzoka kwamuri vadzokora.
Zimbabwe is already a Christian nation. We believe in God. The majority of the people believe in God. But that doesn't necessarily mean that President Chamisa will not tolerate other nationalities or other people that believe in other ways. He is already a man who believes in African traditional religion. That's why you see him in his home area. That's why you see him everywhere, even with the old people that do not believe in Christian values. You know, they believe in their own traditional religion, which is called ATR. It's a form of religion. He interacts with them. He talks with them. So it means you will definitely be tolerant to every religion that exists in the world. We have in our midst, in CCC, we have people that belong to different nationalities, and he talks to them, he interacts with them, he respects the differences, the individual differences that are there between Christians and others.
Maakuparidza vadzokora manzvenga nzvenga asi mataura. Ndoda kuti tidedze vatamba. MDC, we have seen the party being rocked with resignations and defections, and we recently saw your leader, Vamonzora, pulling out of the presidential race. How is this being received by your supporters, Vadamba?
Zimbabwe tese tiva zvakanaka kuda kuti zvibude misarudzo idzo kuti tese tinge tichigara zvakanaka. And I want to thank Studio 7 kuti munotipa maplatforms and tiite engage together. Chinhu chechitwo, yes, you have seen my defections, yes, you have seen my resignations from Witness Dube in particular. But my resignations aya hasi kutanga kuitika. I think my resignations kana matreachery or betrayal haana kutanga nhasi. They go as far back as biblical times. Even Judas Iscariot akanga ari treasurer waJesu akamuramba in the 11th hour. Even Peter akanga akapromisa Jesu kuti ndinge ndinewe kusvika kumagumo akamuramba in the 11th hour. And mukatarisa kuti politically ZANU-PF yakasplitawo from ZAPU ichibva kubva yandofoma ZANU Zoom. Saka masplits, they are not just only a reserve of the MDC asi anoitika kumapato ese nekuti marevolution they are incomplete. And then, Matizu president vakabuda murese. That is very true. But my reasons vakabudira murese kuti ngatakanya saita articulate mushure Monday. Chinhu chekutanga takashoropodza report ye delimitation. Takati haina kutedzera 20% threshold. That's number one. 20% threshold mukaitaa kuti mamwe maconstituencies ane 54,000, mamwe 30,000, mamwe 12,000. Pakauya 8 kuchimanimani kwaita maflood, kumakonywet kwaita maflood. Vari kuchimanimani vakapiwa 20 bags, vari kumakonywa vakapiwa 20 bags zvechibage. Ari kuchimanimani ano vanoparana macup, vari kumakonywet vanoparana mabig bag. Saka izvo ndivo zvinhu zvati kutarisa. Isiri kuenda kwatakaita kucourt tichiandika delimitation report hatina kutarisa tete kunyaya dzemaelection but nyaya nekudistributa manational and state resources. Tine 87 of our members who are frustrated vakarambirwa kubhadhara mari dzavo. Tati tine central banking system. We don't control the banking system in this country as an opposition. Vakarambirwa nezeke toisa paside. 70 others plus vakafrustratwa systematically nezeke on the day of nomination. So by papo, trend right now, my polling stations anger 11,000 just last week. But in the middle of this election, my polling stations are being added, meaning kutigazukutaura, my boundaries are being changed. So I can put out my boundaries, I remove more delimitation reports, are not clear. They have continued to add more polling stations. Right.
The last one. La, la,
No, hold on. I just want to hold on. I just want to finish. European Union, they account at £3 million. They put in my polling agents up at Daru. For all the three political parties, £1 million for each. That is Hanupi in the 11th hour, Yakaramba. But how do you go to an election with Nama monitors?
Yeah, Matsaura
and all these reasons. Second of this election is the first election. We don't want to complain after the election. We are complaining before the election.
Mataura nyaya dzakawanda vadamba. I wish also kuti tidzokere kwamuri tigozodzizeya zvakanaka. Ndoda kuti ndimbodzoka kwamuri vagambiza. ZANU PF nhasi taona kwanga kune marali kumatevelele nduko. Taonawo pari kutaurwa nyaya dzakawanda. Mubvunzo wangu kwamuri wochiti zvii zvamuri kuita imi sebato rezanu PF zvichaita kuti mumeke shuwa kuti munohwina musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi?
Ndoda kutinda nemubvunzo wabvunzo wakaisvonaka. Chokutanga chandoda kuti ndizivise rizi pezimbabwe ndeyekuti zanu PF ibato ravo, zanu PF ibato zanu. Ari kubato remunhu nderevanhu iro kana inich dealing rino zvarinoita rinoita nevanhu dhatai muri kuona kuti mukazhinji zanu PF inotangira pasevo yozokwira pabranch yozokwira padistrict yozokwira DTC province yozoenda kunational izvi tinoi zvinoitirwei kuti zanu PF inge ine vanhu iva nezviwa nguva nenguva angaita pati mamwe atiudonzwa yekuti anezoge zvano vanhu vatatu ndenge dzakaita iripo the rest ezinozambiambgrit izvi tikiritirie kuti vanhu edundo vanoziva zvinodiwa pagrafu dhatai takazotangava nepolisi devolution tikati devolution ngaiitwe tit level we devolve the administrative powers to the district level. Kuti mamizi evanhu district level, be it a hospital, be it a road, be it the need yekuva neretistation, be it the good yekuti pae them zvinodzidzinanwa
tinoaa
kutiona kuti
ndoda kukubatai pamuromo zvekare. Regai nditenderei ndikubatei pamuromo.
Kubata muromo ndanyatoparura
aiwa ndinodzoka kwamuri, ndinodzoka. Regai tinzwewo TCCC vari kutaurawo kuti vari kuhwina zvine mutsindo kwavari kufamba uku. Vadzokora, zviwo zvamuri kuita imi sebato reTCCC kuti muhwine sarudzo idzi, tiri kunzwa muchiti mundohwina zvine mutsindo. Tanzwa kuti taruza vadzokora. Alright, regai ndijambire kuna vadamba. Vadamba, let's come back to you. Where is the MGC going from here?
The MGC is going to go back on the drawing board. It is going to go back to the people and consult the people on the way forward. Because the MGC is a people's project. Back to the branch. Back to the ward. Back to our structures. And say it's a good idea from here. But mind you, I see your election in the Zimbabwe and I see your tank. Taka, could you support us? They are going to talk to our equity. Don't worry, you talk about it. You see, it's a leadership, Takatora position, Tarana could be election here, I pin Diki, and I fool in Nika. You could see Katas out of the at all my players instead of becoming my free. Taka, you could look at a big to our supporters, you could look at a big to the people of Zimbabwe and say, could we are the defenders of the democratic space? And you know our performance under the American government. Makawa na police document that taka launcha. Iro ro ndila tuwa mataka bata. Kune ma MP that taka frustrated while we are telling them to mobilize the people for the next election. Taka, we are not dead. We are still there. It is too early for anybody to write an epitaph on the MDC. It's too early.
Mm-hmm. La Gambiza, ndo dzoka zvekwa muri. Munoti kudiwo nekubuda kweMDC muresi, is this a blessing in disguise to ZANU PF? Tiri kuona vamwe vanhu vakabuda vachiti taaku ZANU PF ameno, muri kupaonawo sei? Ndandiri kuti, do you think the pulling out of Vamonzora from the race ye presidential election ye gore rino is a blessing in disguise to ZANU PF?
Ndiri can you come again? Last part with this tea.
Ndirikutsvaga kuti kukubuda kweMDC muresi yesarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika idzi. Zviri kukusiyai imi murimire papi matora vamwe vanhu here, magaranti yenyu yekuhwina iri kuwedzera here, kana kuti vachatorwa vese neTriple C?
It's quite unfortunate because in the tower is, you know, the MDC, but it was just a faction. People say the faction MDC is MDC, Babaka Shiava, Tangrani, so it is Chaka Baja Pauka, Chaka, Chavanyari na kumbavari murezi, itawe kuziwa kutuwa kuziwa kuti kazunyazi kapa mpileche. Yezu wano kona kutuwezo kwa zeni kutuwe tipu. Hala iti wangu kani wangu 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 mama chasur na wangu 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 yata ita wangu wangu. So, adisile kutu wiku jeweva a problem. Na kwa zavari mwamu wangu 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 wangu. So we're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. We're not worried about it.
Regai ndidzoke tanzwa kuti vadzokora vadzoka vambenge vadonha network inopota ichitinetsa. Vadzokora muripo here ndandabvunza kuti zvinonguva yedu ndo yakuita sei inopera asi muti gagaga. Imi umise Triple C zvamuri kuita ndezvipi kumeka shura kuti mahwina musarudzo idzi?
Aiwa, isu tiri kusevera semusangano wemacitizens, musangano wevanhu. Tiri kuti vanhu vese vakabva kwamonzora vasisina mutungamiri wekuvhotera. Uyai uyai dzokai kumusha kuna baba Chamisa. Totorawo zvakare avo vekwakasikwere. Uyai uyai kumusha kuna baba Chamisa. Chaimo muzano PF macho vanhu vamunogona vakazara kumarada amunangago imango dzedu dziya. Vanhu vedu vari kutya kurohwa kana vasina kuenda kumarada ezano PF. Takangoti ngavaende ikoko asi pakunovhota vachapinda vachinovhotera baba Chamisa nekuti hakuna anenge achivaona. Tiri kufamba tichishambadza president vachitaura kuti musatyisidzirwe nevanhu vachitaura kuti muchaonekwa murimo hakuna anoona
chiregai tipewo vadamba mukana vataurawo mazwi ekupedzisira chozodzoka vagambiza moonekwa vateereri davadamba pinda izvenyu muti gaga.
Yes, because when they speak, they must learn to speak with humility. They must learn to speak as a person who is sitting in short swords, not a person who is unsitting it, because we're going to the election. Their victory is not guaranteed. Around the personality called Morgan Tsvangirai. Around the people of Zimbabwe, to get a consensus. Number three, election year 50% plus one vote. Saka they may have the 50% but they are not going to rule this country. Saka they need to speak with humility.
Aha, thank you so much. La Gambiza, in 10 seconds, mashoko enyu ku Zimbabwe tuone kana nevateereri. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show tonight. And this brings us to the end of our show today. Please join us again next week as we bring you more. And for today, have a wonderful weekend. This is Evan Zininga, and I'm signing out. Good night, Zimbabwe.